All right. Well, we are very lucky. That, by the way, that what a great song that was. Drifting Clouds. I dug that. I'm not brave enough to say the name of the song, but it's spelt RARRANDHARR. Whatever go, Harry?
No.
Okay. That's okay, because we're moving swiftly along anyway. I have on the line a very old friend of mine, Miriam Clancy. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora. I'm good.
So nice to talk to you, and apologies for a couple of false starts last week. I had lost my voice completely, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't want to catch your butt.
Yeah, no. It's internet viruses and those sorts of things. It's all connected these days, thanks to Trump. We've also got Harry on the line, who I don't believe you have met, but Harry, Miriam.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm Harry.
Hi, I'm
Maria.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Miriam, Harry really likes your cover of I Love My Leather Jacket.
I really do. I really do. It's good. Really good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, and which is a really great segue, Harry, thank you so much, into us talking, because you released the song I Love My Leather Jacket with Dion Lunadon, formerly of D4 and A Place to Bury Strangers and stuff like that.
Amazing.
Do you guys both live in the States or something?
We both live in Brooklyn.
That's so cool.
I know. It's kind of like, yeah, 20 minutes away.
That's so nice. Well, you, because we were just sort of briefly kind of saying, oh my goodness, off air, because I think it was actually possibly 30 years to the day that I met you at an all-ages Christian nightclub in New Lynn, where I actually live again. You don't live there anymore, but it was actually such a cool spot, the Fridge. And so many people from that era went on to start bands and make music. And I remember seeing your brother play there. And also, you have been playing music for a long time too, and I've been a fan for a long time too.
Look at us. But, never given up.
No, you've still got cool hair. I can't say that for myself, but you've got real cool hair. It's pink if you can't see her at home. But what? So how long have you been living in Brooklyn for?
Well, we've been here for about nearly 3 years, but we did 5 years in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
And 3 years in Queens before that, so... Yeah, we're kind of bounced around a little bit.
Yeah.
New York it's really tough. And if you're not surviving, it's just too hard to stick around. Then you just need to take a break. But
you need to go to Pennsylvania.
All the while being super homesick.
Yeah. But you must sort of feel a sense of purpose there, or at least hope for one.
I do. It's been really great for work and music and meeting people. And, you know, I do, on the side, I do a bunch of session stuff. So
oh, cool.
It's great to make ends meet, do that, you know, do things that way. It is. It's an amazing city, and I do love it. And I'm definitely eyes on the prize.
Yeah, that's
not
so cool.
Not coming back till I've cracked it, man.
Well, I mean, one surefire way to all of our hearts is by nailing a cover of a really great Flying Nun anthem. So you did that with I Love My Leather Jacket. How did were you and Dion just sort of hanging around the bagel shop and like kind of getting a slice of pizza or something and being like looking at rats and go, oh, we should do a song?
Yeah, trying to avoid smell in the subway. And we were like, yeah, this is your song. I actually had been doing it for a little bit in my set. And I actually told Martin that I was doing this. And so I was like, man, it'd be so cool to do a cover one day. And then he rudely left us. And, and I was like, this is so sad. And I couldn't do it for a bit. And so now I just figured it was time to pay homage to him and turn his words around to him.
Yeah, so that was the impetus to kind of put it to tape and do a version of it.
And I was like, hey, Dion, do you want to do this thing? He's like, yeah.
Well, if there's one person who loves his leather jacket.
Oh, my God, he does. He goes, Miriam, I've got like six of them. I'm like, of course you do. Guess one.
Oh. Dion's another person who is from my exactly 30 years ago life. He, his band Nothing At All came to my high school, and I dropped out, and because it was so awesome, I dropped out of school and came and started volunteering at BFM 30 years ago. So that was this song is very significant in my life.
So amazing.
Yeah. So and. Is this sort of the start of something with the two of you playing together, or is this did you like it and you're going to leave it, or what's happening next?
I love Dion. You know, I mean, he's so incredible live. He's actually on tour, I think, over somewhere like France at the moment. So he's like a busy guy, like really doing that Europe circuit. Sure. If it pans out, that'd be great to do some shows together. We'll just have to wait and see. I've got my album. He's got his album, and it's just me trying to tee up all the logistics. But sure.
Well, and what is happening with you? You say I've got my album. Is there another album coming, or are you still touring another album?
I have an album coming out later this year, and it's half made here in the States, and the other half is in Auckland. So it's super bizarre having half. Yeah,
that's cool. Where did you record here?
Actually with Joel Mulholland.
Oh, amazing. Down at the lab, was it?
The lab.
Yeah, nice. Oh, that's exciting. What do you think? Do you think you'll put that out?
I'm thinking late October, but I'm not allowed to give dates because we actually don't know yet.
Yeah, fair enough. Are you allowed to say whether you are thinking about coming back to play some shows around it?
I would love to, I'm thinking we are looking at being back in August and also in December.
Cool. So
hopefully.
Oh, I like that. Well, and maybe next time we speak, you'll be coming up and playing some songs live on 95BFM.
Oh, I love that. You know, you guys are my fave.
Oh, you're our fave. It's so nice to talk to you. I figure that... That people listening at home will be like, yeah, nice one, Crawley, but can we hear the song? So I figure maybe that's what I'll do is love you and leave you and say thanks so much for the chat and anticipate you coming down in August and or December, but no pressure. And psyched to hear what it is you've been working on.
A little bit of pressure.
A little bit of pressure, Thank you, Harry.
That's great.
Let's be real.
Challenge accepted.
all right. Well, damn, thank you so much. And just to, set your mind at ease, the song has gone down very well around here.
We love it.
We
wonderful
love it.
To hear.
Yep. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, let's turn it up. Thank you, Miriam Clancy. And
thank you,
not present, Dion Lunadon.
Yes. Kia ora, Dion.